Tuyanza tuyanze ege.
Thank you so much.
Ekitiwa ne tempo chongere eri Katonda.
Glory and honor we add it to God.
Kubanga yatutegese.
He is the one who has prepared us.
Era natuyigiriza okugasa.
And he's taught us to profit.
Mulinya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Era nga twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu atatukoowa.
Thank the Holy Spirit who never get tired of us.
Kubanga nga tumutawaanya.
So how we get to trouble him.
Naye afuba okulaba nga tekuli n'omu ku abo.
Christ is none of those.
Abula.
Gets lost.
Nga ate alina okudda mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
We have to get home back in heaven.
Tumwebaza otufubako ennyo.
We thank him for trying much on us.
Ne bamalayika abatazirise.
Even angels who've not fainted.
Nga batulwanirira bulijjo.
As they fight for us every day.
Kubanga bo abakulu.
Because both the greater ones.
Nga baweereza ffe abato.
And they serve we the younger.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekitiibwa ne tubiddiza kitaffe.
Glory and honor back with the Father.
N'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu.
It's what the Lord Jesus.
Ekitiibwa ne tumbibwe ebyennaku zonna.
Glory and honor is to him for all days.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Soko yongere ombulize ku muganda wo.
First move on greet your brethren.
Leero mwagalize ebirungi bya Katonda.
Wish them the good things of God.
Byayogerako mu Efeso 2:10.
Those who spoke in Ephesians 2:10.
Muvuonolire kyegamba.
They preach for them what it says.
Efeso 2:10.
Ephesians 2:10.
Mubulire kyemugamba.
Tell them what it tells them.
Bw'olaba akulimbawo ng'obikkula Bayibuli.
If you open the Bible.
Obumala omugambye tetwagala balimba.
After you say we don't want liars here.
Befeso 2:10.
It's Ephesians 2:10.
Akugambe ebiriwo byennyini.
They tell you the very things written there.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Mukama atukunganyiza n'olwaleero.
Thank God who has gathered us even today.
Okwongera okutuwa omusana gw'ekigambo kye.
Move on, give us light of his word.
Ogujjudde okumanya.
Which is filled of knowledge.
Wasindikidde amaanyi amangi.
Upon which is sent the much power.
Okuyita mwoyo omutukuvu.
Through his Holy Spirit.
N'eggye ery'abamalayika abazira.
The armies of angels, the mighty ones.
Abalwanyi b'entalo.
Those who fight the wars.
Abali ku lwaffe.
Those on our side.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice,
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness,
Wamune Musumba,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
N'omusomi wa Bible,
and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mu buweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Omulembe omupya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
The new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Ate ku luno okwongera okutuusaako.
In this time to move region unto you.
Nti bwe tuba baakuyinza. Ingira mu watukuvu
that if we are to enter the holy place
tuwerezera tu era tuwerezewa mu ne Katonda
that we serve together with God
tulina okulabikanga tumalibwamu omwoyo mbi munda yaffe
must be finished out of evil spirit from our inside
nembiri jaffenga jima jitukuzibwa
even our bodies when they are cleansed
kumasirwa kamazi okuyita mu kigambo
sprinkled upon water through the word
yes yabazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
wanga tumanyi yatukiriza
because we know he accepted us
mukuyitibwa kwa Katonda kuno kwaza subiza manga gonna
the God's worldwide promised call
ukuri kugwangira ya Uganda
which is on the nation Uganda
eranga gwe mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo kusemazinga wensi
and God's final work on planet earth
kusinzira mu Uganda kula li Africa
basing in Uganda Pearl of Africa
revival
the revival and the restoration
kuchasinze
the greatest
ero kusemayo kusemazinga wensi
and the last on the planet earth
kusinzira mu Uganda kula li Africa
based in Uganda Pearl of Africa
we are tokirizo kuwereza
when he accepted to serve
era na tusonywa butali butukirivu
he forgave us of our unrighteousness
tuba tujingira eri mu watukuvu
as we enter the holy place
okumuwereza no kuwereza na
yeye serving and to minister serve with him
na tugamba
and he told us
soke mulindeko
you first wait
soke mugwemo moyo mbi
first be finished out of evil spirit from your inside even your body is getting cleansed sprinkling of water through the word and we've taken time to study that word and we want to move on ahead with it in this time we look to fighting the sin to reaching to shedding blood
omusayi ogulimu ekibiguyibwe
blood holding sin it will be powered out
tufuna omusayi gwesu ogogere ebirungi
and get blood of Jesus speak better words
yes yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
iranga tuwulira tujjukira
we remember
mbebulani esule ye 12
Hebrews chapter 12
no esule ye 10
Hebrews chapter 10 where he has told us that before we reach his holy place,
let's
accept the sprinkled on water in the word. Let's read we hear.
Hebrews 10, verse
22.
Tusembere n'omwoyo gw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde. Emitima gyaffe nga gimansirwako okugyamu omwoyo omubi n'emibiri gyaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwe tulina obuvumu obwo.
We have that confidence.
Tusembere eri mu watukuvu wa Katonda.
Let's go to the holy place of God.
N'omutima ogw'amazima.
With a sincere heart.
Nga gumansirwako.
And it's sprinkled upon.
Kugibwamu omwoyo omubi.
We taken out the evil spirits.
N'embiri gyaffe nga gitukuzibwa.
Even our bodies are cleansed.
N'amazzi mu kigambo.
With water in the word.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye ebyo byonna tubitunuulidde.
But all those we look to them.
Nga tutunuulidde omutima entabiro y'omusaayi.
And we look this. Heart, the source of the blood,
okubuna omubiri gwonna,
to spread the entire body,
era awamu n'amazzi,
and together with water,
gatambulira mu musaayi,
which moveth in the blood.
Kale tuzze tulaba,
now we've come seeing,
nti okuyita mu kigambo kino,
that through this word,
tumansirwako okugibwamu omwoyo omubi,
as sprinkled upon, be finished out of the evil spirit,
era nga bwe twawulira mu Efeso essuula eyo ey'okutaano,
and as we heard in Ephesians chapter 5,
Efeso essuula ya kutaano.
Ephesians 5 from verse 26.
Alioke ajitukuze ngamazo jirongosa n'okujinaza n'amazzi mu kigambo. Olunyolwabirimu 7. Alioke ajeretere yennyini ekanisa y'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newakubadde olufunyiro newakubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino. Naye ebeere ntukuvu eteriko bulema.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Atumansirako n'amazzi okuyita mu kigambo kino kye tuwulira.
Water through the word this we hear.
Ekijja gye tuli ng'omwoyo.
Which cometh to us as a spirit.
Era nga bulamu.
And it is life.
Era nga akulukuta ng'amazzi amalamu.
And it flows as living waters.
N'atunaaza nga bwe tuwulira bwe tukkiriza.
Washes us as we hear and believe.
Bw'atuzza obuggya.
As it renews us.
Ng'atuggyamu amabala n'enfunyiro.
Takes out the spots and the wrinkles.
N'ebiringa ebyo bingi.
Many things like those.
Alioka tuleta ekanisa etalina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro.
Bring us church without spot, not a wrinkle.
Olunaku lwe.
On his day.
Lwagenda okujja okunona.
That is coming back for you.
Ne lwagenda okujja okutunona.
And that is coming back for all of us.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
So which to tumanyidde ddala.
Now thus we know very well.
Tutuuse eri ku musaayi.
That we've reached the point of blood.
Nga bw'atugamba mu Ebulaniya essuula 12.
Tells us in the Hebrews chapter 12.
Nti tetubadde tunaba kulwana
na kibi. That we have yet fought with sin.
Okutuuka ku musaayi.
Reaching the blood.
Okutuuka kuyiwa musaayi.
Reaching shedding of blood.
So tutuusa wennyini.
Now we've reached right there.
Iranga wano we wali okujjukira ebibi byonna.
This is where we remember all the sins.
N'ebyobuvubuka.
Even of our youth.
Biyinza okuba byabuna mu magumba n'embuso.
May it have spread the bones and the marrow.
Sawa ya kuyiwa kibi.
Time to pour out sin.
Okukijira ddala mubiri gyaffe.
Take out of our bodies.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katusomeyo Beulani Yesu.
Let's read in the Hebrews chapter 12,
starting
from this verse 2 and 4. Hebrews 12 from verses 2.
Nga tutunulira Yesu yekka omukulu w'okukkiriza kwaffe era omutuukiriza waakwo olw'essanyu eryateekebwa mu maaso ge eyagumiikiriza omusaalaba ng'anyooma ensonyi. Natula ku mukono gwa ddyo gw'entebe ya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Njagadde nga tunatuuka ku lunyiriri olwo olwokusatu n'olwokuna.
I wanted before we reach the verse 3 and 4.
Owulire ekigambo ekiri mu lunyiriri olwokusatu
n'olwokubiri. What which is in the verse 2.
Nti yanyooma ensonyi.
That he despised the shame.
Omanyi ensonyi si nyangu.
You know shame is not easy.
Nadamu kaseera kano nga tuyiwa ekibi.
This time as we pour out sin.
Kubanga mu maaso tulina okukyatulira ddala.
For ahead we have to totally confess it.
Weewaawo.
Yes.
Ndowooza wali eri mu nnaku ziri eri.
I think in those days.
Mwafuna ku topic eyo y'okwatula ebibi.
Got of the topic of confessing sins.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
kubanga tujja subira kuweereza ne Katonda nga mutukufu.
We shall not be able to serve with God when it's holy, when we are not holy.
Era waliyo okuwaayo omutima gwaffe gwonna.
There is to give up all our hearts.
Waliyo n'okuwaayo emmeeme zaffe
zonna. There is even giving up all our souls.
N'emyoyo gyaffe gyonna eri Katonda.
Our spirits to God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye ntikyetaagisaamu okugamba okunyooma ensonyi.
But it needeth to despise the shame. Yes.
Bwe kituuka ku kibi ekiri mu musaayi ogusomye.
The sins in the world and the
morals.
You have to despise the shame.
Sinyangu.
It's not easy.
Kubanga bwe kinatuuka tulina okwatula ebyo bisaayi.
We have to confess sins the other side.
Ensonyi ziyinza okuzingako.
Shame may consume and cover you up.
Nezikulemesa okuyiwa ekibi.
They hinder you to pour out sin.
Nezikulemesa okugamba oyina zinyooma bunyoomi.
Have to despise the shame.
Nonga kanekazi katikazi.
I'm acting dry.
Ensonyi tesunzi.
Shame, what is shame this time?
Kubanga bye twakola ebimu ku byo.
For some of the things we did.
Ebuli eganti bikwasa n'ensonyi okubyogerako.
Bible says that even shameful to be spoken of.
Nga bwe twabiwulirako mu Baruumi essuula eri
omukaaga. As we heard of them in the Romans chapter 6.
Nti naye tulina okunyooma ensonyi ezo.
But we have to despise those shame.
Bwe kibanga ekibi tugenda kikwatako okutuuka ku musaayi.
To handle sin to reach in the blood.
Ensonyi zirina okunyoomebwa.
Shame has to be despised.
Kubanga Yesu okusobola okuwangula.
Jesus to be able to overcome.
Ensonyi zo yalina zinyooma.
He had to despise the shame.
Baba mwambudde.
Whether they have unclothed him.
Ingoye zunane bamuteka ku msalaba ngali kunya
is naked on the cross
bambe migonga ali werere
piti mile is naked
omusayiguyike
the blood be shed
ogusobola okununula fe
which can redeem us
akati atifubanga yayiwa gulio gunatununula
we shed that to redeem us
for the two you were gonna
what we shed out these
maybe we ramu kunyoma insonyi
involves to despise the shame
katugende kunyoruda ko ulire
let's go to the next verse you hear
Beblania esula ya 12 olinyolo kusatu
Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 3
Kubanga mumulowozo oyo eyagumikirize mpake mbi ezenka nawo
Yi bibamu ne mpaka ngate mbi
hostility is involved in that
Manyiwano nyagadde tusigulinga olire
ekintu I wanted as suppose you hear
ne mpako obuwaka byoke bikuwakanya nga bigamba tobyogera
Are you being contending don't speak this out
to be called
don't dare do that
to where were you yesu
kitu so jesus
kofirira
people why die for them
wabira wempake mbi na
jo evil contentions evolved
amanyiwe kitu kaka tijukira na tugenda okutuka ku musaye
remember when you read the level of blood
kugujja mu HIV okuva ku byobuvubuka byonna
from all issues of our youth
wabira wempake zijja mu
kunoga na
contentions kamja chogera
I will not speak out this
Sino cho change kafeje
This is my own
Ne Lucifer wetu achi kola
Even with Lucifer whom we did it with
Katonda achimanyi
God knows of it
Amen Njagamba Katonda yeka
I will speak to God alone
Anaga gende limba wele cha mwatu ngane
Go to ministers confess sins to each other
Aya Walonja tetegeza wagenda kubawo kumpaka wakati
They are going to involve contentions
Era Yesu tutuka kunyolwa okuna
Jesus has reached verse 4.
Batugamba mwenno temunalwana nachi bikutuka kuyiwo msayi.
No fault with sin to reaching shedding blood.
Ngana yempakazo yita mwaozi
man. Yet you know contentions you pass through.
Ero manyi bulunji nawe
what do thou? Well you to where you see that there.
Watu kanpogera kuchine
cho. When we reach to speak of this issue.
Na yero akwa watekeke bweri dakati
because you already prepared before.
Kumurundi kulibo yali akusomesa.
The other time when he taught you.
Ndikano tujja subira kuweleza na yekubanga mutukufu.
Able serve with God for his holy.
Okujja ko ngana fitu liba tukufu.
Except we too are holy.
Yatugambia tulina nokuwa tulebe.
He told us we have to confess even sins.
Na tugambe okuwaye mtima jafe ekitegeezo mtima wabagusabye gwonna.
Told us to give
ate nga mwemuli entabiro y'omusaayi guno oguleeta ekibi.
The blood and the source where the sin
is. Ogwatuze ekibi mu system yonna.
Filled sin in the entire system.
Nagamba kati gwonna muguyiwe.
And he say you pour it out.
Naye ani gwe tutagenda gwena marwaliro gutu jako.
Yet we no go to hospitals to take out our blood.
Ekibi tulina ekikunkumula mu gwonga tukyatula.
Have to get it out as we confess. Ne
tukira kibamu empaka.
Yet remember
box
contention.
When you tell you get it. Don't
think don't spit them out.
But me Bobo Entebbe.
Apostle Bobo Entebbe.
Kwe gamba biogereke kama.
Now are they
out of ya wempaka.
Don't you feel battlings evolved?
Nemo mwatu de warakuva
na you sat far from this side your distance
moya udenya ne bana
this you're so apart from each other
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now quotations evolved there. But remember, some of the sins are of your youthful age. Even some of you are still
you had
fresh begun on them.
Yeah.
You repeat us that verse.
Hebrews chapter 12,
verse 3.
Kubanga mumulowozo oyo eyagumikiriza empaka embi.
Empaka.
Hostilities and contentions.
Wali wadewe empaka nungi.
Have been good contentions.
Nga abantu bakuwagira. Yeah, yeah. Chikole.
Empaka
nungi.
Those are good contentions.
Na yaga okola chachi.
What are you doing?
Abantu banakwagiza okubala okola musi
yonna. Can you save them in the world?
Now,
behind as you pour out your sins. Are you the only holy one?
People
live with their sins. Abraham confessed. Is he not in heaven?
Evil
contentions behind. At least
there
are good contentions.
And
you feel a noise.
You speak it.
Let's
finish.
Finish.
But
what you hear, you know in yourself.
You
will get perfected alone. You're going to be shamed. Have you seen? You did them in the secret. The pastor
said,
speak.
They want to know you.
Yagumikiriza empaka embi ezenkanawo ezabakola ebibi kwabo bennyini.
Ate abakola ebibi.
Those committing sins.
Tubyogera jukira Satani n'emizimu
gye. Don't speak them. Remember Satan and his demons.
Mpozi n'abo bakyalemedde ebibi nga bwe bali mu nsi.
Those still retain their sins in the world.
Tulowooza nti Yesu okutuka okuyiwa omusaayi kyali kyangu.
Jesus who reached shed blood, it was easy. Kubanga
omusaayi gwe yali ayiwa gwali mutukuvu nga buweereza ffe.
Blood he shed was holy, doing it for us.
Nga naffe tulina okuyiwa omukyangu.
We too have to shed the bloody blood.
Ababi nga bamuli bubi.
Yet the evils were much on him.
Bagenda okununula ensi
eno. And you don't want to redeem the entire world.
When mfukamira kuwe kibuga kyonna ensi yonna.
Wakati
omusaayi ogusigaze.
Please retain your blood.
Yes, Jesus
gave her the good blood.
This
day you give out the bad blood. The owner of it say, what are you doing to us?
You
can't shame us like
over
that.
The bank of our sins.
You have been a terrible baby of faith. And they're in there. See what you do to us. That
you are
pouring out sin. That you enter the holy place of God. That you serve with Him.
Mine.
Hebrews 12, verse 3.
Mulemengo kukowa nga mudirira mu meme zammwe. Olinyolo kuna temuwakananga.
Let's get back from verse 2.
Beblania esula ya 12 olinyolo kubiri.
Hebrews 12 verses 2.
Nga tutunulira Yesu yekka omukulu w'okukkiriza kwaffe era omutuukiriza waakwo olw'essanyu eryateekebwa mu maaso ge eyagumikiriza omusaalaba ng'anyooma ensonyi n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'entebe ya Katonda. Olunyolo 3. Kubanga mu mulowoozi oyo eyagumikiriza empaka embi ezenkanaawo ezabakola ebibi kwabo bennyini mulemenga okukoowa nga mujjirira mu mmeeme zammwe. Olunyolo 4. Temunnawakana okutuusa ku musaayi.
You have not yet resisted unto blood.
Temuna wakana okutuka kumusai.
Striving against sin.
Ngamuruwana nechibi.
We. Kutuka kumusai.
Reaching blood.
Kakati tuwagutu seko.
Now we reached on it. Remember when we had in Revelation 12,
verse 7 to 10. Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Reaching the verses 12.
Them
to move to overcome him.
By
the blood of the Lamb. By the testimony of the word which they heard. And they didn't love their lives. Reaching the point of death. Remember the lives of angels, blood of their life. Forward to finish, we shall get that of Jesus. But now imagine, there are wild sins. Now those aged, and those in old age. So we have those aged, we have those old, we have the youth and the younger. The youth begin sinnings. Those hard wild sins. Those aged.
Need
to think of them, they have become a burden to them. Those old. They say, judgments come, we don't know.
Whether
I go to heaven, I go where? But because within the morals, you didn't take away the sins. In the Job chapter 20, in the verse 11, we are told like this on that issue.
Job chapter
20, verses 11.
Amagumba ge gajude obuvubu kabwe.
Tusome bulungi.
Yobu esula ya makumi abiri, olunyirwa kumi na rumu.
Job chapter 20, verses 11.
Amagumba ge, gajudo obuvubuka bwe.
Okay.
Luganda is saying that.
Okay.
What does English say? Let us see in the English Bible.
Job chapter 20 verse 11.
Yobu esula yabiri olunyirwa 10 na rumu.
His bones are full of sin of his youth.
Amagumba ge gajute bibi byobuvubukawe.
Mu Luganda kizio wa
debate. Restore it back in Luganda.
Kankubulire.
Let me tell you. Because the blood moves,
it
brings from the heart moving down to the feet, toys. It passes, come back to the head, it comes back, the heart goes back to the toys. All sins you do of the blood, they move in the blood and the water, and they fill up all your bones. That's why he told us, Hebrews
10:22,
sprinkled upon water your hearts
and
be cleansed to take out the evil spirit. Even the body when it is cleansed,
for
sins in the bones and the marrows.
And the sins
you commit, your youth, you have power and vigor doing it. Our youthfulness begins at 10 years. That's the last time we call them. We speak with them. And you have all the vigor and strength. And the blood runs
through.
The muscles stretch. Every sin you commit, it enters your heart.
It
moves
your
body system. Enters, hides in the bones. You know there is a sickness in this world. It is called HIV/AIDS.
Aha.
Now it reaches, it comes from the blood. It goes in the bones, hides there. Something tries to show the world that
they
are sins and they are wild.
bobanga tobyozeza mumusayi gwonna n'okuli mumagumba
nebagunoonyayo nemubanga
ekigambo kyakona kiberedde ekikoze mubebulani yesula
y12nekigenda
nekyawula obusomi n'amagumba nekyawula omwoyo
n'obulamu kyo
kigenda nekikebera mu
bugumba bonnanekigamba
tabanga akyalimu
ekiobusajja
bwe bunaamusanga sisitimu eyo
ekyalimujja
mukonekitingawaliwo firimu gye twakundi
omuweereza
omu yajjambu ng'ali mu byamwoyoabuulira
kwagalaomuweereza
wa sitaani yali akyadde
ngayamudde
eno emabega
n'amukonekitingako
ono n'atandika okwogera
obyayagalanayeyayambulirwa omukonekitingakoya
sitaani yali ekyali
muweereza oli
akantu ako ekabeera okumpi
ntume
bob mwe mwakalina
twabirina
mubanabbi byetwalaganga ebyabanabbi
bobulimba
oli yajja abuulira banemwagale katonda
n'omutima
gwaono
n'amuddemun'amwogeza
buyayagalasistimu
yalimukyova
olaba katonda atutuma eri mu
nsi
eri buli bikolwa bya
sitaani ate
mwemuli okulonkinga kw'amaanyi g'ekizikiza n'ebikolwa
beremusembayomu
mwaka guno
2020
alina tukamulamu n'atumala mu sisitimu enkyamu kubanga ekyobayo okukonekitingamu weewunya
n'okwewunyaogenze
kwogera byakumanya katonda olikeyotandike amayumba ag'amaanyindaba emmotoka
zijje As you come back with
you,
how were you changed to speak that?
That
the system had not finished for me, they connected in me. You look for that video, we would love to watch it. You see,
ekibi ekyobuvubuka kyobula twagambye kituufu weenenyeza katonda mukyame naye olw'okuba waliwo ebi by'otamanya gye byasibira eyo munda
musemiyoagambye
nedda
no
bajje obabuulire ebintu bino ebisembayo
ebikambwe
nti beenenya
kituufu
naye munda eri lwakibo abeenenya ebintu bino bakyalina amaanyi
agabikola
kubanga sisitimu y'omubi ekyaliyo munda mu musayi musomyo gye
batannategeerakoatwagala
tukuyiwe
n'okuswala
nga tuswaze
bwe
nga tunyooma okuswala kaakati olina ebikolobero byebyobuvubuka
now you have evil acts of your youth
kati waliwo gwavubuka
you get into your youth
watandise dda okumanya enkola zo zonna ez'ebibi bwe
zinaatambulaate
olina amaanyi agabuka n'ebikomera ogwe mu kikomera ky'abawala bali
jump into the wall and fall into the house of those girls
era osuubira muli singa bakukwatirayo gya bakubaakuba
if they will capture you from there you will beat them you feel strength
omanyi bw'otayagala kufumbirwa nga wetusaako ogwobuyisa
amaanyi
ng'olina amaanyi era ngaazine wasitafumbirwa malako ebintu bino byakuyingira
ddalaolaba olingaawolereaakulibuekibikigambaolinde
kwa nkaaga okwatanbiri
omusimbula
ja
kyewuli
ensonga zi gwe okimanyi nti mulimu abakazi abamu abatabukira ku myaka ataano n'atandika okwagala
obuvubukano And his elder age mates, they we want youthful and they are fiery.
It's in the system. It shows that you can maintain your youthfulness. They
begin to stretch themselves.
You
find the old man, they are in pressure. I'm not getting old. And they say that man doesn't get old. He just marries young girls.
Then, because
the youth mentality stretch their muscles and they push up like 40. Old man. What's wrong with the old man? These things you call them a joke. But God is the Savior. He knows how He saves. It's not you know how He saves you, it's Him knowing.
Tell
you today how we can save you.
Tell
God you saved me long time.
It's been saving,
I know how I save.
Yes, he began
the journey of your salvation. He is saving you as today.
For his
ways of saving there within him.
That sin is
can wait to
call
this, but you can launch and renew all your youthful acts. Yet you
are
not renewed to do good on, but the bad ones. When they find
at
home and the sin of youthfulness arises,
it's
arisen in the man, the woman faces, but I'm old, leave me. The man is he swallowed Viagra tabs. Tabs which stretches muscles like this. Does it calm down even?
One
marathon, 1, 2, 5.
And he
leaves the old woman.
The
young couple say, approving my old. Many of you were asking themselves, what happens on people? Alcohol like a youth, yet and they go to disco in old age. And they when they look to their thigh,
yes, sir.
They put miniskirt. And they pass you. You say, old woman. She looks at you. Is it be your mother? Are we your grandmother? You are joking.
Please
do be calm down to be a person, a human being. Old person, the cut of eyelashes, painted their lips. You reach, you speak to them,
soda,
and they open a bottle of soda, jeering you, not finishing.
And they have
a jeering from up and down like that. Even the old boys don't speak like a young youthful girl. Once
on
every stage they reach, they change the voice. Even a woman. And they hide behind you here that that's a mature woman. Did they get it off? Go back. My.
Nuga gwe mukande bichibi
wewe woman, what are you speaking? Nze kusala
ninyo
oba your papa. You joke with this world. Old man. By putting on tight jeans of the boys, youthful boys. Even the walking is walking, breaking.
You say,
old man, what's wrong? You fell on accident, he said. Is it your father who knocked me? You finish us that verse. Job chapter 20, verses 11.
Job chapter
20, verses 11.
Amagumba ge gajude chibi ch'obuvubuka bwe. Na ye, buna agala miranga na ye mufufu.
Yes.
People go with their sins to the dust and they bury their bodies and they pretend sin. The copy of sins, it goes with your spirit where it goes in hell. Don't joke with sin. The things of being ashamed of sin, give up on that. All shame you get harsh on it. Shame of retaining sin.
The
pain of shame of not doing sin. But that you did seems to have shame on it, for you did it long back. You see,
it
bases within you. Yet you did it
with youth.
When it arises in you on old age, don't be surprised. It gives you, empowers you a youthful strength. Find the old man remembering putting plaiting hair, Rastafarian hair. Old age. Just remember to smoke cocaine.
Before
he just tested on with the tongue, now he smokes it. Let's finish, we move on with Job. And the verse 12.
Job chapter
20, verses 12.
Obubi ne wankubadde nga buwomera mu kamwa ke ne wankubadde nga bukweka wansi w'olulimi lwe.
Era yamanyi
Satan knows it. That is the way you enjoy sweetness of your sin. I cannot speak of it. I can't. That boy what he did to me.
It
was interesting but wrong.
You
remember it.
You
feel it was nice. Don't speak of it. And you did it, yes. But it seemeth interesting. But God is judgment. Some of the things you remember, if you remember them, you say it was nice, yes. You repeat that verse.
Yobu esula ya makumi ya vili, olunyiri yole kumine bili.
Job chapter 20, verses 12.
obubi newankubadde nga bumuwoomera mukamwa ke newankubadde nga bukweka wansi olulimi lwe olunywa lw'ekkumi n'essatu newankubadde nga abusonyiwa n'ataganya kubuta
obusonyiwa
noga you spare it you say tuyinza
n'okubiddamu
oli mu myaka nga asatu mu bufumbo n'ogamba party as in marriage you say omuwala oli the other girl
kukumi na musanvu
at 17 years
we are singing
well she met me
wabula baba
my dear
aye mukazi wange si kimugamba
I don't tell this to my wife not told her
baba wange si nza na kimugamba
I can't tell my husband he can get jealous of that
what no no chikweka
you hide it
I just stand here gawa
say pass say yes
yavwa oina banka ya fimwa
you have our bank hiding our
bibi ya fimwa na
our sins he When you think of it, it was maybe. And you get your mirror. Maybe I'm the one. But what am I speaking? God is seeing me. Even old men we know.
Adako munda biwa musine mpanvu
go in this long and they all naked like that so let me see how I was while a youth
when numbi so mvubuka
kanje if I launch on a youthful girl now
munimuna abawara
David girl
abakazi okuze
even mature women
ndamu lino olega nebere
go stretch your breast like that you feel it Now they find you from the bathroom. You are joyful. The husband asked you, where you got that joy? Leave me alone.
Yes,
God knows how you hide those things. It's the one speaking of them now.
When
you pay to him their sins, you pretend in yourself. And when you remember them like this,
wow.
And they seem as sweet.
Maybe
is that man still in the village? Yet you
said
still on those things. Praise the Lord Jesus.
I'm
named Evangelist Topaz. We thank God much for preparing us well. But I request to ask a question. There is a mindset which has come to me now.
Omanyi Bible yetugamba okubeera abagezigezi ng'abaana b'emisota.
The Bible tells us to be wise as children of the vipers.
Wewaawo kitusaanidde naye ate.
Yes, it's required of us, but.
Ndowoozezzaamu wano nga luwo omukyala.
I've thought here there is a woman.
Nga ne bbaawe ali wano mu full knowledge.
And the husband is straight here in full knowledge.
Naye ng'abaana bonna be yazaala.
Yet all children she birthed.
Tekuliiko n'omu w'omusajja.
No single child of that man.
Ndowoozezza ekibi ekyenkanidde
awo. A sin which is to that extent.
Engeri je kinzo kusolovingibwa.
The way it can be solved.
Kubambo tuva.
Because in the.
Kale ya devulokole.
Yes, it is salvation.
Era mbamwetege pa kusonywa.
I'm ready to forgive.
Naye simanyi bwenyinza sonywa mukyala bwati.
How I can forgive a woman like that?
Singa mbantegezeddwa nti kubaana bonna boyina.
All the children we have.
Tekuliiko n'omu
wo. No single child of yours.
Simanyi mbeere yina ebe yinza kukolebwa etya maaso ga Mukama.
How it can be handled before God.
Oinotwala eddala ly'obulokozi erisinga
ku. Have to take a level of salvation which is beyond.
N'okkiriza nti abo be baana ba Katonda.
Accept those are the children of God.
Ne tubivaako nti ba mukazi
ba musajja oli. Woman of the other man.
Naye ba Katonda yabakuwa
gwo bakuziza. God is given them to you, you raise them up.
Tukivaako nti ba mukazi.
Give up that they are not
for the woman. Tukivaako nti ba musajja oli.
Jesus said they are of the other man. And we retained them, they are children of God. He gave them to me. He saw its people will be able to handle them.
Have
been saved at the highest level. That we shall study how they get saved to the highest level. Most are on the first level, but the last is the seventh level.
Yes,
most we are on the first level of salvation. In the wisdom mind, we feel we save.
When we reach
handling to understand our salvation, we not finish it up.
Cancel
time, and so we have to be safe to the end. In power,
be safe
to fight Satan.
At
last level, like we are on to, of shedding the blood
Mukumanya.
In knowledge, we separate time and season of things.
We
say when you go back above the heavens, they will not be seen there
Mukumanya.
In the fear of God. Hated evil, go tired of it.
We fight it
to the highest level.
Mukumanya.
In the spirit of the Lord,
sent
us ambassadors for his sake.
You
save with father, mother, or children. Have be an ambassador of God.
So amadala gote agamte tunagatu.
Those levels some we've not reached them.
Some we set
on the first level of wisdom that we
hear
the word. It tells us be saved. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Yongera kudobozeri.
Amanya mpiti ba transport at Christabel.
I'm by name Transporter Christabel. I thank God for this teaching. But I am having a question. When I got saved, in the Protestants. But in the Protestants, you confessed all the sins you committed. There's even
a
moment of testifying, you confess them in the congregation of people.
Now,
when I reached the salvation of born again, while school we used to confess our sins in the fellowship. But I used to ask myself in the heart, and I feel something is missing. I ask why confession of sin ceased to be there. Because as you confessed it, it was hard, you could not resume it. For you know you confess it again if you dare repeat it. But God's given me an answer. Yet I was wondering why confession of sins to each other had stopped to be there. Now the other question. If I confessed sins while getting seven Protestants, as I joined the born again, and I left them, I have confessed again, when I confess them, they are no more in my blood. May God bless you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Ahead there,
when
we study the three criteria of confessing sins, there are three.
There's
a step confess to God as an individual. And you confess to him as God of sins. If they are those heavy, if you dare go tell them to people,
Gundi,
you, those children, when you have that side, you forgive me, they're all mine. You can't speak. The one who died. Now God first took it away. Not wisdom enough to use it.
Scripture
says, if possible, be peaceful with all people.
Now
they waged many wars in true confessions. Many fights were involved.
So what way?
Now there are those sins. We go confess direct to God. And there are those God send us. We confess to each other sins. Those you can meet your brethren, whether you transgressed him or the general church, and you confess to it. And there are sins spoken of in James, where you meet elders of the church, those who have understood God well.
Said,
pray for them. If they have sins, God will forgive them. Explain and they say, those who forgive me, too, I have forgiven them. Those steps we shall see them.
We can't rush on it.
What we
up to, we
head on where it goes.
We want to reach
there. They have shown us steps, you know, each way it goes. But on the sins you confess long back, Bible say in the John, if your heart still convicts you, how more God? If you
confess
it, perhaps we're joking when doing it.
Yet,
still convicts, ladies, gentlemen, you're lying.
The Bible says,
if the heart still convicts you, how more God?
It's
the first John. You read for us.
First
John chapter 3 verses 20.
Mubuli chigambo mtima gwafe chegutu salilo kutusinga. Kubanga katonda singo vukuru mtima gwafe. Elate gira vyo na.
Umuleba. Mutima wekuba kucha kugama chichi.
Your heart still tells you that thing.
Manyate katonda ya singa kuhabi na vite gira no
kukira. God does more for you, understand them more than how you think.
Waduwa musu singa na novi atura.
But meti kufest.
Na hivu wabacha kugamba kendo singa. Na hivu wakavona aline songa. Na kambi ye mroko zisigwa.
I told you, is the savior not you?
Na hivu mroko zisigwa
mwye. Even ways of salvation come from him. I understood me.
But
I confessed, God saved. He said, no, it's me the Savior, it's me who saves you. The ways to save them are in me. And they come from me, I show them to you. Now he knows it.
But
there are still those convicting the heart. The heart tells you no. Where he sends you for
questions.
Help to pray for you.
No,
you failed. Now he sends you to the priest. For James tells you,
have
to handle for you in prayer.
The
last time you're there alone, some
faith,
even your prayers were
weak.
Perhaps you didn't know even how to pray.
Just
confess, didn't add prayer on you, left there.
He's
forgiven me. Remember, he gives signs if he's forgiven.
He says,
accept my rebuke, I pour my spirit, you understand my words.
Didn't
give you his spirit to understand his words, he didn't confirm. It's all I say, people. You commit sins, think you repent to God.
But
if you repent, go ask him if he forgave you.
Others
say, forgive the end. Go ask, did you forgive me? Some of you speak, leave it hanging in space. And you think he forgave you.
He
says, joking with me, he's going to resume tomorrow. According to your prayer,
he
came, they are not contrite in heart, even the heart is not broken. Priest is one who can say, one who can forgive you, your soul be contrite and be broken. Before you did not go, alone you had no direction. You say, I had to say, we repent to God. Why you
have
sent the priests? They direct you how you repent. They handle for you. Not every minister. That this work they can handle it. It needs to be able to have stewardship of God. Not much, but not exposed to people in the entire world. I don't know, it's something you've understood. What have they said in Job? Have you seen our video?
How was it? Okay.
Repeat for us, Job 20, verse 11. Job chapter 20, verses 11.
Amagumba ge gajude chibi chobuvubukabwe. Na ye, buna agala miranga na ye, mfufu. Olunyolwe kumine bini. Omubine wankubadenga, obubine wankubadenga vuomelevu mkamuake. Ne wankubadenga avukweka wansi olimirwe. Olunyolwe kumine satu. Ne wankubadenga avusonyiwa. Na ataganya kubuta. Na yenga achaku kubana vuomu mkamuake.
Kakukube.
He's still holding on them.
He
knows you. I say it's the Savior, not you. He's the one who saves you. Ways of salvation. He knows how you hold on to them.
Your
mouth, maybe I speak of them. And you begin to struggle. How am I to speak then? Even sunglasses. And they don't see me well. Now why hold on to them? Speaks how you've held on to them.
Struck,
and you hide them under the mouth. In the heart, but on the mouth you are like on hot pepper.
Wow.
You feel it speak. Yet it was a bit nice, but when it will stir you up quick. The Bible says the latter state of the person is not easy. If they abandon salvation and fall, if the devils connect again, you commit much evil in you. Can even empower you strength you least expect. And you are bent walking, they stretch you up. Stand on the streets to wait. Your history. And teach you the streets you did know. Others you dream them.
You
rise up, you know them, you wonder. You know how to even call them a name. And it's the way you speak it out.
God
knows how you made it to your friend. You hold them to it.
It's
the blood from all the bonds.
It's
held other part every time it is being messed up.
But you
even feel sweetness which is not worthy even. Every time you get it hit in
the and
these panties of inside you clothe three or four to survive. Don't know where you begin to be stirred up.
I speak
truth, I don't lie in Christ Jesus.
And no,
it's a joke, it's serious.
One.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amanya.
And by name, teacher Jacob, Israel James.
Neba Zakatonda.
I thank the Lord for this topic.
When Nakula,
when I grew up,
na nini miaka 3
and I was 3 years
Mama wange yangamba sitakyansobola.
My mother told me she can no more handle me. And the stubbornness was much. I began to lie when I was 4 years.
And
I can speak a story to my parents. And I've just invented it from there. And they believe it. And the mother which discovered it. She said, I can no more handle you. But when I grow up, I moved on with my character. I lied. Up to the last. I thank the Lord. He saved me from lying. And I thought I'd gotten saved of it. Like 1 week back, I was sleeping. I got a dream. And I'm with the brethren as we were before. We are eating food and finished.
In
that stories came before. This time they were the same. I lied to them in that dream. They all laughed as my way was before. But when I woke up, I said, I no more lie. I say I'm a new creation. I know more lie. But today I've understood. Perhaps it's in the bones. And I'm waiting to be totally healed.
Amen. God even
wants you say, I stop that. I no more do that. God knows how you held onto them. You repeat verse 13, we see.
Job chapter 20,
verse 13.
Newankubadde nga
abusonyiwa. Osoka n'obusonyiwa
n'obusonyiwa. You first thief and forgive.
But
that sin, I gave up on it.
Okay,
you gave it up. And it also gave up on you. How you say gave up on it.
Yet
it knows how it's within your bones. God knows all its ways. And how it cones you. That I gave up on it. I
speak,
you speak, I gave up on it. It tells you I am still with you.
He
said, I gave up on you.
He
also said, he forgave me. I'm with you. Let's keep moving. Last time I met them, I bought, they forgave me. I am inside here.
He
said, come through your child. You wonder.
He said,
forgive me, let's keep moving.
Enter
the child if I pass through blood. Yes. When you say you
forgive
it, it just had you forgive it.
What you spoke
did here, it had another. That's why I told the Catholics, go and repent. Regret. You're regretting over what you did. Why did I do it? But do not repent. Catholics is not repentance in their sight. You are regretting why I did it. But after you told me, I've given up on you,
it
rather had you forgiven me. Show you it had that. Tells you, don't let me. You finished that verse.
Job 20,
verse 13.
N'ataganya kubuta, naye ng'akyaguguba nabwo mu kamwa ke.
Now, which level are we on? What level are you on? You first speak with your brethren. Tell them, are you still forgiving? You hide them from the Lord. You are holding on to them. What are you on?
They
say, let me go tell apostle, you come. You reach where you am. You shy,
apostle knows
all mine.
No. Apostle,
I thought now,
I wanted
a prayer that things are battling with. Pray for me. That what are you battling? God knows them.
Me too. I looked
to you claiming
there
is one you
bring.
He's called him your friend.
This time you made
me your enemy.
We just pray with
that your colleague you hold the sin in your mouth.
Me too.
Did refuse I stretched the hand.
Pray
some prayers for the sick.
And he went
happy. I've not told him.
It went
drumming. We have made it. Dancing. It is done. We have done it.
But
these services are very interesting. We take it in the name of Jesus. Wow. Let's read verse 14.
Job
20 verse 14.
Naye mmere ye mu byenda bye efuse.
Kakati ekibito kizannyirako.
Don't joke with sin.
Oyina n'obutali
alwaki. You cannot even eat because of it. You don't have appetite.
Sina appetite.
Nze nkoga nze ekibwa. It's been slimming and finished. You call it food.
Ate bwe kijja ne kikusembeza eri ekigambo.
Draws you to the word.
Bible egamba kolise ekisoka ku
mirembe. Colossians 11.
Lutandika n'okulwala n'okugoga n'abamu ne bafa.
Six slim others die. For it means you have nowhere to go.
It enters the stomach whole,
yes, then you have no appetites.
Eranga, omutujukano gw'abasajja n'abakazi nga gukuliko.
And when the last of men and women are on you, you feel down and food. What's wrong with your colleague?
What's the problem?
I have no problem. When they get
one
of the movies,
I have
appetite, I want to eat.
Since
talking out to
you,
they get angered, all neighbors anger you. They always say, when cows they want to be conceived, they get some madness, they sort. But not only cows, even humans. Okay. They get some madness. Can even abuse you, you've done nothing to them. Yet what stared them? There is a sin they want to commit.
When
people are about to commit sin, I see them. Because you're so near to eat, it's close to you. What he told Cain,
sin
scorching on your face. See how your face appears. See, you've turned your countenance.
You come in,
apostle, something about
me.
But looking so, you're fighting immorality. You don't want to speak it. As I look in your eye like this,
but
I don't go to look there. I don't go. I'm a minister. If he's a man
and
made a voice,
mutumi nsaba kunsabirako naye nga bwejaga mutumi
nsabakunsabirako kuba embeera gyendi mwezi I don't think whoever makes a voice is onto the
subject.
You may be onto tension with others. But
in
marriage, you know this. Yes.
Still,
don't grow fat, but not because you don't eat.
Because
there is stomach in the marrow and the bones. Can't allow any fat come in you. You're there, slim. I don't see whoever is small is in that situation.
But there are some who
are meant to grow fat, but they cannot.
They
feel whatever they eat is sour. A way controls
them.
God takes out all right now of unrighteousness.
Yobu esulaya makumi abiri olinyolwe kumi nenya.
Job chapter 20 verse 14.
Na ye mmere ye mubyenda bye efuse. Bwe busagwa bwe mbala sasa mundaye.
Gwe.
You.
Oli mmere nga uroze cha ina makumi.
You eat food you think it can do any work in you?
Era wakasinga bazadde balinga bagezi bandira byo ngabaana ba.
Home if parents were wise they would have seen the
children. Bakuna batandisukyaka na bakule ebi
begin to mess up do sins.
Ayinza fukashinga ku Rolex.
They can focus on the Rolex.
Ngazanyu myaka wakaza alikozo.
All they are onto home.
Era atagala manyi atayina appetite yabi.
Have no appetite for other.
Ngwe wali waje mugulire eri atima mane basettinga ne bayingira
ko. The one who buys it for them another they set enter where they eat it from. The boy told him that I have to marry you.
Nene kati achari dina.
They are married with their children. Other voice, I have to marry you.
Anytime
this spouse angers them, the voice comes, I have to marry you. Where is such? All those can't be in the temple of God.
Because
we know bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
All that
rubbish, that images we cast outside.
If
you are the Holy Spirit's house,
he
comes, we work with him.
It's
us and is unto us. See how food turns.
Yes,
not that.
Please,
that some get even sick. When they have sins. Let's finish the verse
15.
Job chapter 20, verse 15.
Yamira obugaga era nabusese manga nate. Katonda nabujanga mu lubuto lwe. Onyole kumino mkaga. Ananu nango busagwa bwe mbala sasa. Olulimi rumu sota. Luna amutanga.
Kakati bwolige nanutuka mgeene.
If you'll go rich in hell.
Ilaba jia kuwa abadoni abayine
msota jia. Give you abadoni.
Obusagwa bwe. Obusinga kuchibi.
And the poison which is surpassing sin.
Mukunu unako mubiri.
In sucking off the body from you.
Ilaba li mgeeno manyombiri kwe bali
mbufa. Those in hell you know the body they are into how it appears.
Msene bisinga.
Many times.
Wetule mele chibi.
When we retain sin.
Nebu sembira kuchigambo. Chisobu kufukiro omuliro.
When you draw to the word it can become a fire your way. And feels burning you.
It can make you
slim gradually. Remember, it fights to sin to take it out. You to retain it.
Now,
be there because of the
word.
And you retain the sin. And the sin. And
they
squeeze you in the middle. Let's
read
in the Corinthians, we see.
Corinthians
First Corinthians chapter 11 from verse
23. Nga mukama waffe Yesu Kristo mu kiro kiri kyeyalirwamu olukwe yatoola omugaati olunya olw'24 ne yeebaza n'agumenyamu n'ayogera nti guno gwe mubiri gwange oguli ku lwammwe mukolenga bwe mutyo okunzijukira nga nze olw'25 era n'ekikompe bwato bwe yamala okulya n'ayogera nti ekikompe kino yendagaano empya mu musaayi gwange mukolenga bwe mutyo buli lwe munaagunywangako olw'okunzijukira nga nze 26 kubanga buli lwe munaalyanga ku mugaati guno ne lwe munaanywanga ku kikompe munaayolesanga okufa kwa mukama waffe okutuusa lw'alijja 27 kyanavanga azza omusango ogw'omubiri n'omusaayi
gwa mubiri naki
it's of flesh and what
Bakolinsa ekisooka essula ya 11 olunya olw'27
First Corinthians 11 verse 27
kyanavanga azza omusango gw'omubiri n'omusaayi gwa mukama waffe buli anaalyanga ku mugaati oba ananywanga ku kikompe kya mukama waffe nga tasaanidde
jjukira ekikompe kyetwogerako ekyomusaayi
n'omubiri
mu Yokaana yabinnyonnyola essuula
y'omukaaga
n'atugamba kitatugambye mubiri guli
ogugwenewankubadde
omusaayi guli
naye
ayogera ku bigambo byatukola ki byatubuulira
nyobwa
obisemerako obusembezi olw'okwabya ebirimu omusaayi gwa
yesu
byebirimu obulamu
bw'oba
tebwekebedde kwejjajjamu kasasiro
oyoiyinza
okumaliriza nga bikunyiga
mu
lunya oluddako kyava agambibwa
ati ntyoza
omusango ogw'omubiri
in the flesh
era n'agamba wansi abamu kye bava babeera bwe
bati
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 11 olunya olw'28
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 28
naye omuntu yeekeberenga yekka alyoke alye ku mugaati bw'atyo era anywenga ne ku kikompe 29 kubanga alya era anywa musango gwe ye bw'atayawula mubiri
oyina okwawula omubiri
you have to separate the body
nti guno omubiri gwe tusemberako si gye gino egy'abantu
body we commune on is not of human beings
n'omusaayi gwe tusemberako si gwe gw'abantu
the blood we commune on is not of humans
naye bwe tusembera ku mubiri gwa kristo
we draw to the body of Christ
tusembera ku kigambo
we draw unto the word
tusembera ku byawandiikibwa
we draw unto the scriptures
bwe tusembera ku musaayi
we draw to the blood
tusembera ku mwoyo
omutukuvu we draw to the Holy Spirit
kubanga omusaayi n'amazzi n'omwoyo
blood the water and the spirit
bakanya mu omu
they agree in one
kati kiri ekigambo kye tusemberako gwe mubiri katigutumenyaamenya mukukunnyonnyola kuno
explaining into you
katumaleyo
let us finish
Abakolinso ekisooka essula ya 11 olunya olw'3
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 30
mumwe kye muvudde mubeeramu abangi abanafu
yes abangi abamu oyinza okuba toyinadde n'omuzimu
omutawanya not have any demon trouble you
No.
Tolina bulwadde bwonna naye any sickness but
obunafu bwokka
bw'ozaokukiramu olinga
kubasabudde sabudde emigo
buli lunaku beat you every day and night
naye twagala emirembe gya kristo girabike
mufefe
kubanga tuli ku kigambo ekiramu
ddala
tuli ku mazzi amateefu omwoyo omutukuvu
oligino
bino si byebiri
ebyokunyoolanyoolaabatoolamu
ne
bongeramu
kuno tuba kiragiro kukibiragiro bibiri ku
bina
lunyiriri ku
lunyiriri bibiri ku nnya
wano kane wali
kadagano
mpya
nankadde
kati awo
gwe
ate kati bimaze okwogerwa kusikubanga luli bane kibakwatamu
ebibikuliddwa
bibeera
byaffeate
wantuli mu kubikulirwa okuteekebwa
mukusikwizinga
ogwewo ojja
kitegeerabyakukutte
nako waddeeyo ekigambo
kkirwana
n'ekibi naawe
okirebakukwatira He sits you with a child. The hospital you reach, they say, I have no problem. When you come, we pray for you. No demon with you. This one has no demon. What is wrong? Have things with themselves. Sins they are hiding into themselves.
Touch them out.
Pick them, release them. You retain them. Just in the blood you say no.
Abakorintho ekisooka essula ya 10 na 1 olunyo olwasatu.
First Corinthians 11 verse 30.
Mu mmwe kye muvudde mubeeramu abangi abanafu n'abalwadde era bangiko abeebaka.
Sibo nno.
Yes.
Abalala balwala n'okulumwa.
Others get sick.
At
times when you get sick, you come, I ask what is moving on. Is there a demon? Weakness of body? Messing up of God.
I haven't even died.
God has put security on the word now. He will squeeze people. They go back tomorrow, they say this person left, but they left saying, all along they had evils committing and they say God doesn't see them. No acts. What happened on Ananias? They draw on the word every day with their funny characters. And they despise the spirits. As he got that one, in the Acts 5, the others who were sick were there. They feared, they said, my.
See,
they touched that, I'm the next.
Apostle Peter.
Forgive us. What did you do? Bible says, and the fear spread in all of them.
You despised man.
God is the one you despised all along, yet you didn't know. And they used that character. Yet the spirit claimed they didn't see them. After they sat on the front seats, even every day. This time he said, get out one, make an example. But do not be you. Do not be you. For since he's revealed it, he's going to lay hold on someone.
And
you despise, you're seated down. I will not speak it. You speak to yourself that word. That apostle still seeks to know things hidden in us. If God wants tomorrow or right now,
he
plays a screen and one by one is played what they did. Everyone enters under their seat. And they say they have stopped, come back. Everyone hidden under the chair. You know, God said in Ecclesiastes that you things please your heart, but no.
I will beat you of the understanding.
You see is filled of trapping traps, setting them.
He
sets a trap for you and gets you. Ecclesiastes 11, verses 9, he said this. Ecclesiastes 11, verses 9.
Sanyukira obukabo, gwe omulenzi.
Mulenzi, sanyukira obukabo.
You rejoice of your youth. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9.
Sanyukiranga obukabo, gwe omulenzi. omutima gwo gusanyuse ng'ennaku zonna ez'obuvubuka
bwo.
Everything you want, do with yourself.
Naye n'amaliriza nga
agamba,
otambulirenga mu makubo g'omutima gwo.
What tells you is what you do. But is it true? Ecclesiastes
11
verse
9.
Now youthfulness holds much stubbornness.
So
what till your heart you want to do, you do them. What cheers you up, do whatever you see with your eyes, follow. But you know, judgment is there. Now a mad pastor reads only the portion up. Rejoice with all your youthfulness. Everything
charred
in your heart, do. And they end there. And they end on judgment. They don't speak out. Ecclesiastes 11, verses 10.
Kale jangawo buyinike ku mutima gwo. Ojengawo bubi ku mubiri gwo.
Olaba,
you see them.
Sibo nakulabira na ganti kale.
Omutima
gwo muvubuka gulete bintu bingi.
The youth bring many things.
It's
desirings and covetousness.
It
has strength which sees to fulfill them.
All
as you doing that strength, which is much. And you get three girls. One day, finish. One, two, three.
Yeah.
And you feel you are the one. And you write them in your diary, all of them.
I've
finished 88 so far.
There's
even a girl getting foolish that she's given herself 80 times. 80. But on
80
people, she doesn't count the times, only the people, not the times.
She
feels the girl in herself.
Rose,
all those do, but moral sin spread in there. Entire blood.
I'll
carry judgment your way. And say that you be warned. Take away sorrow from the heart. Take away evils from your flesh. That verse well. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 10.
Kale jangawo buyinike mutima gwo, ojengawo bubi ku mbiri gwo, kubanga obutono obuvubuka butalimu.
Oh, that is foolishness.
He knows.
Even the body has to be cleansed. That you do, you claim you're young. You're a child. That you are a youth. God too knows it. Time I am in is the time. These years. Don't you understand them? After Satan tells you, God created many women. Men are very few. Those many, let them all be yours. After he tell you,
the
secret that bigger means one
thing.
You get the smaller ones, you get the bigger, you get the tall, you get the medium, the shorter. All of them. Because you have a sin of testing.
The woman who wants a man
and his big short field like that. That finisher.
Take
the one who's taller a little. And he has small legs. Like a Sudanese. And he's up like that. He's like a robot.
And there's all one. And up is
one.
But the decision, and the bomb, the man has a bomb with himself.
World
has evils.
And all these
speak in people's hearts and the mind.
Even
the blood in the marrows and the bones.
What do make arms big?
And the time they look at their hands, and they think the girl too perhaps is the same. You are corrupted in the head, you no more understand well. You see things different.
People
look at the feet of the man. And they think of how the gun, they compare it with the gun. Look at the mouth of a mere mouth. And they know
how
the other nation appears. And you're foolish with yourself.
You to know that.
Look so much at
my lips.
Anytime they look to the mouth like this.
Yet,
that's your foolishness in your head.
Speak
like that fish with a big head. We think you are aligned. God has saved us indeed. Are we there? Let's enter into chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 from verse
1. Era ojukiriranga omutonzi wo mubiro ebyovubuka
bwo bino byenyini kamu ebyo byenyini tebabita byangu
time is not easy
tibyawe nyina tuwe chakalishima
want to base within you in the
shame of magumba
the marrows the bones
katonda gamba awe nyini wenjagaro
ntegere kubamwe understand if you don't understand me at that point
okereza ngo okulirinde
kulirinde when you're aged it's hard. You seated down.
If you're
humbled to the word, you began to be complicated of the word. This child ashamed us so much. You speak like that.
It's
not the child speaking. God is speaking to us. Let's read finish here. Ecclesiastes 12 verses 1.
Erojukiriranga omutonzi wo mu bire byobuvukabo. Ennaku embi nga tezinajja n'emyaka nga teginasembera. Bw'olyogera nti sigisanyukira n'akamu.
Yes.
Yells, I've finished your work. I done. And you all have nightmares with yourself.
Hell
is out. Since you did, come. And you check from the body.
For
you see angel of death and hell. Grasshoppers which kick out to say is there.
Abaddon
is coming.
When we
are those singing,
we
used to go to disco. Yet you shifted the world, you are in another. Yes. God does things.
Yes,
where you have nightmares with yourself. And hell
is
surrounded you is
you're
seated, but you see there is no more the world.
When
you reach eyes get blind, the mouth is cut off to speak, the legs stop to stretch themselves. You begin to withdraw from the body.
There are
those who don't snatch outwards. The body is tired, you get out. You want to hear those speaking?
You hear
voices like they are in the calabash in there. You finish here. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 2.
Enjuba n'omusana n'omwezi n'emunyenye nga tebinnazikizibwa ebire nebikomawo enkuba ng'emaze okutonnya.
Yes,
utandika oloota enkuba
etabanganayorainfall which never been. And you fear it all, you shake because you're going to die. Random shake. I have gotten a shake with myself. Yet there they are dreaming too much rainfall, clouds running. The world totally changes. The sins alone threaten you. They are a witness to you where you're heading on to. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3.
Ku lunaku abakuumi b'ennyumba kwe balikankanira, abasajja ab'amaanyi ne bakutama, n'abo abassa ne balekayo kubanga batono, n'abo abalingiza mu madirisa ne bazikizibwa.
Ogenda okulaba bakutwala.
You begin to see they take you.
Those
around you, you no more see of them. He is dead. Yet you see everything.
He died.
How did he die? He was sleeping.
I don't know. At times,
even there, you've not yet even gone far. Oh, support me. I don't want to head away. You die crying tears. Where I'm heading, going to. It's been attached on you. Ecclesiastes 12, verses
4.
You know where you used to move before. Where we sold ourselves before. And the street's no more there. Yet we see it's there. Which road did I used to pass
back?
Your spirit is checked, you're moving around. There is no way here. He said
the
synagogue. Let me go to the synagogue. There is a stumbling block here. As you're there, Abaddon, why are you moving up and down? Ecclesiastes 12, verses
4. Edoboze ly'okussa nga likkakkanye.
These grinders. Yet we see them moving on. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 4.
Ne wabawo ayimuka olw'okukaaba kw'ennyonyi. N'abawala bonna ab'okuyimba bwe balikakkanyizibwa.
You
hear voices of those singing. When the birds fly, you say, what those? The world, you yell them out singing. As if they're singing within the calabashes. These used to jump
fire
in
this. Them, fire them,
you speak, fire them. You hear voices from far, fire them. This time, Bible says, you burn him in hell. Burn him in hell. That's what the voices say to you. They are the head of the bottomless pits. The world gets blacking gradually. And you know, most sisters,
sweet
seems to be.
Things
keep passing away. Yet we see everything is there. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 5.
Balityecho ekigulumizibwa ebitiisa ne biba mu kkubo.
Bakutwala olwo.
They take you now in the bottomless pits. But the way there is filled of terror upon it. Lions which are yawning, it's you seeing them. Remember, Abaddon's, they have them. Serpents which are moving, coming from Abaddon begin to move around. Move around. You are all surrounded with terror. My God. Cast me in the hell when it's early. At least be saved of these terrific experiences. Retaining sin. Retain it in the mouth. God will get it out from the heart. He's telling it to you. You hold
blood
has to go with you in the time you check from the body. For
you
say their sins go with them.
Copy remains
in the body, another with your spirit. You go out with it. And you experience terrific things on the way. Abaddon does it. Angel of hell. Lions yawning and it disappears. Where it has gone, there cometh serpents. And you hear pangas playing on each other. And you hear fire coming from distance blowing. As a soul shouting, crying. It disappears.
Mubulizi esula ya 12 olunyolo 5.
Ecclesiastes 12 verses 5.
Wewao bali tiecho ekigulumizibwa ebitisa ne biba mukubo nomulozi guli mulisa.
And you see
trees.
Nakushanisa gugu gumeze.
And it has grown.
I've
reached the promised land.
As
climb the tree cut up, pillars, snakes filled on it. You come from there full like a sack. That way to hell is so terrific, it's not easy. What they first do along the way is so surprising. Retaining sin in the world.
And
God has put what goes up as acceptable when he gave his son the Lord Jesus. So whoever believes if sins and they repent, God's ready to forgive them
with
the blood of his son the Lord Jesus Christ, and it cleanses us. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 5.
Ne pili pili aligwao.
And the grasshopper shall be burden.
Kubanga omuntu agenda mu nyumba ye yoluberera.
Oluzabera bakuteeka wana ino
mu. They put you in the dust.
Eri mu nyo obutakoma.
In the bottomless pits.
Kakati babadoni bakola.
Abadons begin to spread their
mayanzi.
Grasshoppers fly around. Just look around. Am I still in planet Earth? I'm out of it. Because grasshoppers are from where? The one come out like a grasshopper. And hope ceases to be. I am finished.
take the
way I'm going to live all the years.
Yet it's not
good.
Bino, mukubo, mukubo
he's been in the middle of the way. Before they reach you into the destination. Ecclesiastes 12 verses 5.
Kubanga omuntu agenda mu nyumba ye y'oluberera abakungu bazine batambula tambula mu nguudo.
Olaba abatwala omulambo.
You see people taking your dead body. Look to them.
Friends.
Bagenda zika. They're going to bury who? What?
Yenze.
It is me.
My goodness. I think I'm here.
How come I'm here yet?
Those
who bury you in hell too, they get you. Come.
Come.
You see, they bury, we have to bury you here in the fire. People see
themselves
and the mourners, they are dead body, they are mourning. They are crying for
you. You
see this, their photo on the coffin. What?
Yes,
it is
me.
I'm here.
Kume
body called you, you do all. What are you doing it? I choose you the spirit. The body is taken over minding.
But
what have parts which became a problem to you like today? You son, I'm finished. Those are mourning for who?
Mourning!
My child!
Hey,
my child! My friend!
You
died so much, son. Every form of mournings.
They
mourn for you. Come, we take you. Everyone cry there, oh, no one help you. But God is good. We fight sin. We
change
the blood.
We
shed in blood. In the Hebrews
12
verses. Let's pray. See how we beat it down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.